I suppose, Miss Temple, the thread I bought at Loughton will do. It struck me that it would be just of the quality for the calico chemises, and I sorted the needles to match. You may tell Miss Smith that I forgot to make a memorandum of the darning needles, but she shall have some papers sent in next week, and she is not, on any account, to give out more than one at a time to each pupil. If they have more, they are apt to be careless and lose them. And, oh, ma'am, I wish the woollen stockings were better looked to. When I was here last, I went into the kitchen garden and examined the clothes drying on the line. There was a quantity of black hose in a very bad state of repair. From the size of the holes in them, I was sure they had not been well mended from time to time. He paused. "Your directions shall be attended to, sir," said Miss Temple. "And, ma'am," he continued, "the laundress tells me some of the girls have 2 clean tuckers in a week. It is too much. The rules limit them to 1.
"I think I can explain that circumstance, sir. Agnes and Catherine Johnston were invited to tea with some friends at Loughton last Thursday, and I gave them leave to put on clean tuckers for the occasion."
Mr. Brocklehurst nodded.
"Well, for once it may pass, but please not to let the circumstance occur too often. And there is another thing which surprised me. I find in settling accounts with the housekeeper that a lunch consisting of bread and cheese has twice been served out to the girls during the past fortnight. How is this? I look over the regulations, and I find no such meal as lunch mentioned. Who introduced this innovation, and by what authority?"
"I must be responsible for the circumstance, sir," replied Miss Temple. "The breakfast was so ill prepared that the pupils could not possibly eat it, and I dared not allow them to remain fasting till dinner-time.